department head to ask your role, if someone here to your role, that number, that party would come forward to your role. And your role of love and approach in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sounds good report this morning, we had 8 this morning, and most of the attendance have been master class, 425.
Been 3 classes this morning that exceeded their enrollment. It's very interesting to me how it's the 3 lowest classes. The Lamb's class with Sister Sandra, and the Angel's class with Teresa and Catherine, and then the Dove's class with Jackie and Tony. And I think about the 3 youngest groups have exceeded their enrollment this morning. What a joy it is to know we have young people. They're growing up and learning about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, what a joy it is then. We had also 11 visitors here this morning. We're so thankful for those of you that visited with us this morning. If you don't have a place that you worship regularly, we want you to come and be a part of us here all the time at New Salem Baptist Church, and just be members with us, be a part of us. We thank you for being here. And members of the church, appreciate you being here. You know, that was an exciting lesson to me this morning. I believe that the Word of God just cracked the door open a little bit for Peter, James, and John so they could see heaven. And I think he did that for us this morning, too, so that we could look in and see. But something that really grabbed my mind is, you know, when Peter, he was an excited person. He was kind of a melvin. He was always busy and doing something, had something going on. He was excited. And he started talking about Elijah and Moses, and then God spoke, and he said, Jesus, listen to him. It's my beloved son. He went with, listen to him. And so he talked about listening to him. Listen, next Sunday, I know it's going to be 4th of July weekend, but something exciting is going to happen here next Sunday. If the Lord don't come back before then, if he does, there'll be something exciting that happen. We'll be in heaven. But if Jesus himself wants to speak about the mission, tell you why he came. In Sunday school next Sunday morning. Be here if you can, and bring all your friends and everybody that you can think of. Bring. So Jesus is speaking next Sunday morning to us about the mission at New Salem Baptist Church. Thank you.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I have a couple of cards I need to read. The first one says, thank you all that came to celebrate our big day. Also, thanks for your gifts, and we appreciate everything. We love our church, and that is from Brittany and Evan. And then another one, it says, thank you so much for all the prayers and support. We are proud to be part of this church family, and that is from Brandy and Jake. And don't stop praying. Brandy, you know she's got to have some treatments, and so we just need to keep praying. Lord will have his way and will, so we'll keep praying for Brandy. Remind you of a couple of things. Vacation Bible School, if you'd like to help in it, there's a list back there. It's going to be Sunday night, July the 10th through Thursday, July the 14th from 6:30 to 9 each night. If you got a particular job or a particular age group you want to work with, just sign up, and Carolyn and them to do the best they can to accommodate you. And we're going to have a meeting tonight after church down in McKeag Hall, probably last about 30 minutes. So if you've signed up, please be here. Or if you want to just be a part of Vacation Bible School, just come down to the meeting tonight after church. And Saturday, July 2nd, it's going to be the celebration at the community center. They always have a day of entertainment, have fireworks and barbecue. They'll start with the barbecue from 12 to 3 and have entertainment throughout the day. So bring a lawn chair with you if you'd like to go up and just enjoy it. They'll have some other concessions. They'll start about 5, and then the fireworks will be after dark sometime. So that'll be starting up the community center Saturday, July 2nd, this Saturday. Then on the 16th of July, we're going to have a gathering here at the church. The Billy Gray Quartet's going to come and sing, and Tim Lovelace from the Gaither Homecoming Hour is going to be here, and he's a comedian, but he's got a gospel message, and so he's going to entertain us, and then we'll go down to the Fellowship Hall and have ice cream after that. So be praying about that. Invite somebody to come with you. We'd like to fill up the house. Again, you know, he's not charging anything to come. He's just coming to be here with us, and so we want to fill up this house and show him we appreciate it. And then also Billy Gray Quartet, we know what they are, what they can do. Come out and support them. Again, that's July 16th, starting at 7 o'clock here at the church. Birthdays, anniversaries? I know we got one birthday, Teresa. Karen. She raised her hand. Who? Karen. Karen's got a birthday? All right. Anybody else? Y'all gonna stand up?
There's Ray.
Ray's got a birthday. I had a birthday. Yeah, was it yesterday? Well, it's close enough, so we'll get it. Anybody else? Birthdays, anniversaries? Tracy, y'all gonna stand up? Karen's standing up. There you go, right.
Glad to have some birthday, right, sister?
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
As you come, and if you'd please stand, please remain standing and receive this morning's tithes and offering.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity you've given us to meet here in your house. And just pray, God, that you would take this offering, Lord, and use it for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior, the one who made a change in our life. And I pray, dear God, that more people would be saved because of the giving that we do. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to give. Lord, I pray for each one that's here. Pray that you just bless this house, bless each one that's here. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Thank you. Gonna play pin?
No.
About Christian? Christian, play pin.
Lisa, you can play.
Lisa?
Yes?
How you pin?
Let's do 130. 130.
Thank you.
Brother Joe.
Yes.
I always hate it when I have to, when God makes me say things, and especially when I haven't done it when I was supposed to. So please bear with me, because I've disobeyed God 3 times this week. Once I was supposed to tell Miss Glenda when she was cutting my hair, and once I was supposed to tell it in a witness. And this morning in Sunday school, Brother Jim said, don't quench the Holy Spirit. So I need to tell y'all something. Most of you know we went to hear our oldest son preach at his church last week, but before we went, I'd had a terrible week with my mother. And for those who might not know, I've been dealing with her Alzheimer's for 6 years now. And it gets to a point sometimes that you just feel like you can't take another step, and some of you know what I mean. And she had been so ill and angry and hurtful the week before we left that I just didn't think I could take one more minute. And my Bible's frayed on the edges. And I thought, well, I don't want to embarrass the kids with my frayed Bible and my little Noah's Ark cover. So I'd gone to a store right after work to get a Bible cover. And I went to the Bible cover section, and I was all alone in that section. I was down on my knees looking for one, and I saw one that said Amazing Grace on it. And I had tears just rolling down my face because I was so disheartened and so depressed. You know, when I look at Sweet Brandy and I think, why am I so down? But I really was. I was thinking, Lord, just take me out of this world and leave someone else. You know, I'm ready to go be with you. Just, I can't do this anymore. And out of the blue, this woman walks up to me. Big black woman. And she wasn't there before. God is my witness. This is what happened. She held her arms out like this and just embraced me. And she said, child, it's going to be okay. She goes, your mother's going to be okay. You know, I don't know where she came from. I don't remember getting to my car. But when I got there, I still had that old Bible cover, so I'm just going to keep carrying it. And, you know, my heart just had peace. You talk about the God bumps and the Holy Spirit that moves from chest to chest sometimes. I had God bumps for 30 minutes. It was just like electricity running through my body. And I just think it was a word from God, not just to me, but to everybody, that He's with us and it's going to be okay. No matter what happens, we're going to be okay. So now I've minded God, and I'm not going to be in trouble this week. So thank you.
Anybody else have a word, though?